Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of good quality sports activity, last night's Nats game was awesome. That's big boy baseball.
Yeah, that's grown-up stuff.
That's the kind of game and the kind of win that we've gone years around here without getting to watch. One of the best teams in the league is in town to face a Nats team that has now won 11 of their last 16, that has played over 500 baseball since the first week of the season. They've essentially played at a wild card pace since their 1-6 start. And last night, they got shoved on by Matthew Boyd. Really good pitcher with an ERA in the twos. From the Chicago Cubs, who took a perfect game into the sixth inning. They break up the perfect game with a walk. Batter later, they break up the no-hitter. An inning later, they break up the shutout in the seventh. And despite going toe-to-toe with the guy that looked like he was going to pitch a no-hitter for an hour and a half,
yeah,
Mackenzie Gore dominated one of the best lineups in baseball. The Cubs are top five in every category. Second in team batting average, not in the NL, but in the big leagues. You look at runs, hits, home runs, steals, OPS, slug, top five in everything. Gore went out last night, lowered his season ERA to 2.87, threw seven shutout innings and punched out seven, and he gave up three hits. And you wouldn't know this if you just looked at the box score,
mm-hmm,
but the three hits were on the first three at-bats of the game.
Couple of duck snorts and one legit single in there, right? I mean, the first two batters, this is baseball for you. You won. You got what you wanted. You get weak contact off the top of the bat. You get a broken bat. That means, as the pitcher, you have triumphed right there. But this is why the sport's stupid sometimes. You can line drive a ball. It's hit so hard it grows lips and screams right at somebody. You can hit a little pop-up that falls between three people as they look at each other and get a base hit. This is one of those things where it wasn't fair. It didn't equalize. So instead of going down a spiral, going, woe is me, hard luck, watch me bowl my neck. Watch me do something that only, what's that card? It's sometimes can be high, sometimes can be low. It's not a two, but sometimes it's lower than a two. Sometimes it's above a king. What's that one? You want that?
You're looking for an ace?
That's an ace. That's what an ace does, is what he did in that first inning last night. That was unbelievable.
Well, it's what he did over seven innings last night. He looked like a number one starter against a special offense for the Chicago Cubs. And the Nats end up getting a 2-0 shutout win. They four-hit Chicago, thanks largely to seven spectacular innings from Gore. How can you tell me he's not an all-star right now, by the way, with a 2.8 earned run average and the major league leading strikeout total? Nobody has fanned more batters than him this season. One of the centerpieces of the Juan Soto deal coming over from San Diego, which was one of the great returns ever. You can make the case right now, this won't happen, but you can make the case at this moment that three players from the Soto deal in the big leagues for the Nats right now should be all-stars in Atlanta this year. James Wood is a lock to be an all-star. He will be there because he's one of the best players in the sport. Check. Mackenzie Gore, leading the major leagues in strikeouts with now a 2.87 ERA, has been one of the better starting pitchers in the National League, deserving of all-star consideration and good enough to pitch in Atlanta in that game. And then finally, C.J. Abrams. Now, he's hurting his chances over the last several weeks because over the last 3 weeks and a couple of days, he has really, really scuffled. He was hitting .312 when this funk began, and now his average has fallen way into the mid-200s. But his OPS is still second among shortstops in the league. He's still got some of the better numbers at his position in baseball and is, based on the full sample of the first half, has all-star caliber numbers. Now, the Nats won't get three all-stars because they're a sub-500 team and they're not really a contender. You don't get three all-stars if you're that quality of club. But if we're just talking about deserving, which is different than will guys actually be there, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, all from the Soto deal, can you imagine? How cool would that have been?
Pretty cool, pretty
symbolic.
But Gore
just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
His ERA by season, 22, 4.5, 23, 4.4, 24, 3.9 last year, and right now, 2.87, another run down.
If you're tracking the trends, those, yeah, as you said, the numbers keep tumbling down. Now, 13 starts doesn't a full season make, and, you know, we'll see as you go on the league the second and third time, and, you know, you keep adjusting, and some of those bad luck innings happen, or, you know, you get some good fortune, whatever. I'd love to see where the numbers are at the end of the year. Well, we're fortunate enough that that's going to happen for us. But it's hard not to look at that progress and go, that was unbelievable last night against, again, a great litmus test, one of the best offenses in the sport. Now, I know they didn't have Kyle Tucker. He pinch hit late in the game against Kyle Finnegan. But watching him wiggle out of some of those things against, you know, guys that put the ball in play, and it's a deep lineup. It's a tough to navigate lineup because not only can guys knock it out of the yard on you, but there are a couple that just don't strike out, period. So when a non-strikeout kills you, any ground ball to an infielder would have scored a run in a couple of those circumstances. That doesn't even happen. That's incredible. He was so good last night. And it's not just you beat the Rockies, you beat the Pirates on a getaway day. Like, you know what I mean? That was big boy stuff.
He also just couldn't have done this the last couple of years. You kind of alluded to this, but he came on our show a year ago, I think it was, early in the season. And he talked about if he was able to avoid big innings, how much different things would look. Because he's always been one of those guys who goes 4 or 5 weeks with an ERA right around 3. But then he'd have the one really bad game where he'd give up 6 or 7 runs. And so his ERA would be like 4.5 or whatever. And he's like, he called them touchdown innings, which I thought was funny, where you give up 6 or 7. He's like, if I could just not have two of those a season, if I could get rid of that game where it spirals and gets out of control on me, yeah, I think I would be in a different position altogether as a starter. And last night with the bases loaded, nobody out a year or two ago, that game gets off the rails right away against that kind of lineup.
Mm-hmm.
You got Pete Crow Armstrong coming up, who's been one of the best hitters in the league, an MVP candidate with the bases loaded, nobody out. And that's where he buckled down, strikeout, pop out, got out of the jam. But I was watching him after the bases got loaded, Danny, and he just took this really, I'm 7 stories up in the press box, and he took this huge exhale. He was behind home plate because he had just backed up, and he's gotten the ball back from the umpire, catcher, whoever threw it to him. And he's about to go back out to the mound with the bases loaded, nobody out in the first inning, having already thrown, I don't know, 15, 18 pitches or whatever. And he just gave me one of these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you got this, man. Like, old you didn't have this.
Right.
You got the stuff. Believe in yourself. Make a couple of pitches. and he was able to get out of it. Not a lot of offense, but it was enough because of the way they pitched. Great call last night. Nationals Radio Network, Charlie and Dave throughout the evening. Felt like a playoff game. You know, the way the two teams were playing really clean, quality baseball. And one of my favorite moments came with the insurance run tacked on in the eighth by Nassim Nunez. The theme last night was guys that don't often get to play made a big impact. Ahmed Rosario, first start in forever, home run to give the Nats a 1-0 lead in the seventh.
How cool is that?
And then Nunez, who made a great defensive play at second, stole a base, eighth inning, 10-pitch at bat, Alex calls aboard, up 1-0, Kyle Finnegan's getting ready to be summoned for the save. You need to extend the lead to two, and the little guy delivered.
Three balls, two strikes, the set for Boyd. Pitch number 10 to Nunez. Swinging a ground ball, fair! Past the diving third baseman, down the line, it's going to the corner. Call's tearing around third, he's headed home. The throw to the plate by Swanson, it's too late and it's cut off.
Good baseball, man. I just left the park and I was like, we've been robbed of this for years.
Yep.
And just excited to come to the park for what is a pretty big series, and then a game delivers.
Just a high-level baseball game. I think you said it very well, right? Now, I'm not telling you the Nationals are a playoff team. They're not. The Cubs, sure as bleep, might be. But that was the caliber of game you saw if you went to the park last night, or you're watching on television, listening on the radio, etc. And it's a reminder. We talked about these years ago. As this group was on its way, right, to that big window of when they won 98 games in 2012 to kind of kick it off, you would see the glimpses in the 80 and 81 season the year before. You'd see the moments where you go, if you squint, you can kind of imagine that it's not crazy anymore. I mean, the first big domino to fall was the Strasburg night all the way back in his debut, where you go, the crowd's electric for the first time in the new ballpark. People are going crazy. The 14 strikeouts, what an environment, what a night. Okay, you beat the Pirates that day, lottie freaking da, but that was different, right? You just sort of felt that. That game counted as one win, but we all know that it was different. I'm not ascribing any more meaning to last night other than they beat a good ball club and, you know, they got the rubber match today, but just that feeling, right, where you go, hey, that's really good for these kids. That's good for C.J. Abrams, for James Wood, for some of these role players, some of these guys that are playing against a really good team in a series that feels a little bit bigger than normal. You played a bunch of big series, you get yourself comfortable in playing in bigger and bigger and bigger series. That was cool.
It was. I think of it this way. This would be the way I describe it. If you go to the theater, you know, you go see a play, mm-hmm. or something like that, you could see a really good play at Annandale High School. Or what's the one that always does the plays? I always see the signs for driving around. Hayfield High School. You know, they do apparently these big productions, and it's awesome. But there's a difference between a play at a high school and then the Shirlington Theater, where we've got a listener who performs, which I'm sure is like high quality, legit, and good. And then going and seeing a play on Broadway. We've gone and seen a lot of the, you know, the theater plays that are local. This was a Broadway play last night. Like, mm-hmm. that's really good baseball. That's what you miss. That reminds me of the Scherzer days around these parts. Yeah. Concerts. You could go to a garage jam session and watch your buddies, or you could go to Jam in Java and see a small act that goes around the DMV. Or you could go to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium with the bells and the whistles and the explosions. And last night was just the big boy thing. Two aces, guys pitching like it anyway, shoving against one another. Perfect game into the sixth inning for the visitors, and they still lose. And the Nats made all the plays defensively, calls, dive, and catch. The catch PCA made going out to left center. I don't know what noise that is, but that's what he deserves.
Was it an exotic bird?
It's like that. You have to watch it and be like, what the hell did I just see?
What is this?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
God, it was good baseball. Mm-hmm. I know I'm nerdy, but I was just steamed up watching that last night.
Well, you love pitcher's duels so much.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you could design a game, it would be 1-0.
So that's actually a fun exercise.
Yeah.
What is your perfect baseball game? I think my perfect baseball game is 2-1 with one team having 5 hits and the other team having 3 hits. Both starters going 7. And then it's decided in the 8th and 9th by guys throwing 99 with wipeout sliders. That's pretty much what I'm looking for.
Ooh.
Now, if you can find me a reliever who throws 102, I'll take that more.
You want that?
But that's my baseball game. Last night was about as close as it gets.
I like sports. Oh, what I just stopped there. I was like, I like sports. Back to you. I like the sport where I get to see everything in the sport. So here's what I mean. I want a homer. I want a steal. I want some good defense. I want some good pitching. So that can't be a 2-1 game in all likelihood for me.
Certainly it could.
But it's harder to do that.
You could have three solo home runs. You get spectacular defensive plays. We're getting stolen bases. We're swinging and missing people out of jams.
Could be. I think the more typical perfect game for me is probably like a 5-4 situation where you still have the ace doing it, but somebody does a little bit of little ball. Like we get a perfectly executed hit and run somewhere in there. Right, I go first to third, or I'm doing some great base running, or there, you know, I get a little of everything. Like in basketball, I want some good offense, good defense, same with football.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.